Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the Petroser USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I'm waiting. Let's have it. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of What's on Your Mind. Glad to have you with us, my friend.
Yeah, I've seen enough.
To commemorate the 79th anniversary of D-Day on the program today.
With the stars and stripes.
Recalling the heroism of the Allied forces on June 6, 1944. We're talking about some of the movies that commemorated the day. Saving Private Ryan being one. Band of Brothers being another, and somebody has sent us a note here saying the Pacific is every bit as good as the Band of Brothers.
I have not seen all of the Pacific, but yeah, is that Ken Burns? I think that's the Ken Burns that they colorized and
everything he does. Is good.
Yeah, I've seen some of it, but I will take your word definitely all over it. Yeah, the miniseries of it.
My church bulletin on Sunday talked about the film. Saving Private Ryan, taking us on a mission to follow along a brave Army captain and his troops as they go into occupied territory to try and save Private James Ryan, whose three brothers have been killed in combat. The character of Captain Miller is an example of American devotion to humane duty. Many people with knowledge of World War II assumed Saving Private Ryan was based on the story of the Sullivan brothers. They were sailors who were serving together on the USS Juno. They were killed in action on its sinking around November 13, 1942. However, it turns out Father Francis Sampson, nicknamed the Paratroop Padre, was in many ways considered to be the inspiration for Saving Private Ryan. The Captain Miller of Saving Private Ryan. Father Sampson was considered a hero throughout the military and awarded the Distinguished Service Cross, the second highest medal of valor awarded by the United States Army. Another little angle you might not have known about there.
The Pacific was acted. But I'm thinking of the World War II, the Ken Burns documentary as well, but no, the Pacific, it was a miniseries that was acted. And I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I need to watch the whole thing again.
Many would just, you know, hear this in passing that it was the 79th anniversary of the D-Day and, you know, think whatever.
Yep.
But I don't think we should think whatever. I think we should equate everything we have today in the way of freedoms here to what happened on that beach. That's how important it is. It was a very, very integral part of the U.S. winning World War II. What happens if we don't win World War II, Kev?
Well, you have the Man in the High Tower then, basically. Have you seen that show?
The Man in the High Tower? I have not.
Or the Man in the High Castle, it's called. It's basically a story about us losing World War II, and the eastern half of the country is German. And the western half of the country is Japan.
You're talking about the United States.
Yes. Yep.
The United States would be half.
Half basically run by Germany. They basically beat us and divided the country in half is the premise of the series.
Watch that movie. Is it a series?
It's a series, yeah. It's a series. I saw the first like four or five. It kind of lost me. Like, yeah, right. But it's pretty wild.
Well, Somebody should watch it.
Yeah, it's a dystopian scenario, let's just say.
Yeah.
Well, they divide it into three parts, I guess. Yeah, Nazis, Japanese, and then there's a zone between the two, a buffer zone, it says in the description. I didn't get further enough into it.
One of the more famous speeches on D-Day was the 40th anniversary commemoration by Ronald Reagan, who went to right to the beaches of Normandy and gave this speech June 6, 1984.
Mr. President, distinguished guests, we stand today at a place of battle, one that 40 years ago saw and felt the worst of war. Men bled and died here for a few feet of, or inches, of sand as bullets and shell fire cut through their ranks. About them, General Omar Bradley later said, every man who set foot on Omaha Beach that day was a hero. No speech can adequately portray their suffering, their sacrifice, their heroism. President Lincoln once reminded us that through their deeds, the dead of battle have spoken more eloquently for themselves than any of the living ever could. That we can only honor them by rededicating ourselves to the cause for which they gave a last full measure of devotion. Today, we do rededicate ourselves to that cause. And at this place of honor, we're humbled to the realization of how much so many gave to the cause of freedom and to their fellow man. Some who survived the battle of June 6, 1944 are here today. Others who hope to return never did. Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. I'll go back and I'll see it all again. I'll see the beach, the barricades, and the graves. Those words of Private Zanetta come to us from his daughter, Lisa Zanetta Henn, in a heart-rending story about the event her father spoke of so often. In his words, the Normandy invasion would change his life forever, she said. She tells some of his stories of World War II, but says of her father, the story to end all stories was D-Day. He made me feel the fear of being on that boat waiting to land. I could smell the ocean and feel the seasickness. I could see the looks on his fellow soldiers' faces, the fear, the anguish, the uncertainty of what lay ahead. And when they landed, I can feel the strength and courage of the men who took those first steps through the tide to what must have surely looked like instant death. Private Zanetta's daughter wrote to me, I don't know how or why I can feel this emptiness, this fear, or this determination, but I do. Maybe it's the bond I had with my father. All I know is that it brings tears to my eyes to think about my father as a 20-year-old boy having to face that beach.
That's the kind of, I mean, he makes it real, doesn't he, with that story?
Oh, yeah.
Ronald Wilson Reagan. Oh, good to hear his voice. Yeah, that's for sure. Donald Trump was there on the 75th anniversary. Play that in a little bit. A couple of clips from that speech. Bruce in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, I wanted to mention this one particular soldier that fought in World War II. His name was Joseph Beryl, and he's got quite the story. If you guys can look him up, he's the only known soldier, American soldier, who fought for the U.S., and he fought for the Soviet Red Army.
I just listened to the message you left. I just listened to that message you just left. It's amazing what he did.
Tell us about it.
During D-Day, he was pretty much alone the whole time. He blew up power stations by himself. He convinced a POW guard with 10 packs of cigarettes to let him go. But then he hopped on a train, and he thought the train was going to Poland, and it was actually heading for Berlin. And the Gestapo caught him, and they tortured him. And then he's escaped several other times, but he eventually escaped, and he fought for the Russians too, and they meddled him over there actually. And he's pretty much honored in Russia at that time, too, for helping fight the Nazis. So if you can just read his entire story, you'll be totally fascinated by it.
Wow. Joseph Beryl's his name.
Yes. And he passed away in 2004. It's an incredible story. I'm surprised they haven't made a movie about this guy, the stuff that he's pulled off, and it's amazing.
Bruce, thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. Thanks for sharing. Any other stories you have about favorite, stories from D-Day or World War II, certainly welcome to share them with us today. 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100, or text us, 701-237-1590. Todd Bensman, our go-to for what's really happening at the border, author of a couple books, including Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History, will join us top of next hour. Also, Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council will talk about the news that OPEC is planning to cut production and what that could mean for prices at the pump on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Spring is here and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As fieldwork begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Got a doll, baby, I love her so. Nothing else like her anywhere you go. A man, she's anything but calm. A regular pint-sized atom bomb. Atom bomb, baby, little atom bomb. I want her in my wigwam. She's just
does your smile need an upgrade?
A million times higher.
Let me recommend my dentist to you because he's really great. Dr. Jeff and the team at Designer Smiles can help. They have a teeth whitening program right now, which is really easy to go. You can take a tray home or you can do it right there. Or if there's some more extensive work that needs to be done, they'll do it, and they'll do it well. FargoDentalCare.com to find out more. FargoDentalCare.com for Dr. Jeff and the team there. We're coming to you live and direct from the Chose Investments location along Thunder Road. Chose Investments, of course, the go-to for the perfect piece of land for a development you might be thinking about. They can help you connect with that. If you're thinking, where do I go? What's next in land development? Commercial, industrial, whatever it is, the team at Chose Investments can help. KJOSinvestments.com. KJOSinvestments.com. This is a little news on breaking news that is, I guess, stunning. The PGA Tour and the LIV Golf League, which is Saudi-backed, have agreed to merge. I don't know if you followed this at all, but they've been like at each other's throats. You know, the players that left for LIV were ostracized, yep, and everything else. So the fact that they're merging is unbelievable. So just breaking now, the PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf League agreeing to merge. A little bit of breaking news for you, golf fans. And that is certainly very interesting. All right, I promised a little present Donald Trump for commemoration of D-Day, honoring the D-Day veterans in Normandy on the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Here he is.
Hello, Americans. We are gathered here on freedom's altar, on these shores, on these bluffs, on this day, 75 years ago, 10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty. Today we remember those who fell and we honor all who fought right here in Normandy. They won back this ground for civilization to more than 170 veterans of the Second World War who join us today. You are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live. You are the pride of our nation. You are the glory of our republic.
The best way to burn fat and get shredded is not keto, paleo, it's not...
What in the heck? Is that a YouTube thing? Or the ad?
Oh, yeah.
Middle,
yep,
of the...
Yep, it'll pop right up. Yep.
Turn it down here.
Okay.
We'll get back to it and let you finish here. Here we go. Go ahead.
And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Over 60 veterans who landed on D-Day. Our debt to you is everlasting. Today we express our undying gratitude. When you were young, these men enlisted their lives in a great crusade, one of the greatest of all times. Their mission is the story of an epic battle and the ferocious, eternal struggle between good and evil. On the 6th of June, 1944, they joined a liberation force of awesome power and breathtaking scale. After months of planning, the Allies had chosen this ancient coastline to mount their campaign to vanquish the wicked tyranny of the Nazi Empire from the face of the earth. The battle began in the skies above us. In those first tense midnight hours, 1,000 aircraft roared overhead with 17,000 Allied airborne troops preparing to leap into the darkness beyond these trees. Then came dawn. The enemy who had occupied these heights saw the largest naval armada in the history of the world. Just a few miles offshore were 7,000 vessels bearing 130,000 warriors. They were the citizens of free and independent nations, united by their duty to their compatriots and to millions yet unborn. There were the British, whose nobility and fortitude saw them through the worst of Dunkirk and the London Blitz. The full violence of Nazi fury was no match for the full grandeur of British pride. Thank you.
Donald Trump at the 75th anniversary of D-Day, and we're at the 79th now, commemorating D-Day. So, in my mind, we forget too easy. So, we don't want to be part of that forgetfulness here on the program. I talked earlier about the logistics of 150,000 troops storming the beaches. And just, I mean, think about that. The size of Fargo, every citizen of Fargo storming 50 miles of beach in foreign country. Unbelievable. Texter says, speaking of logistics, the Obama administration could get Obamacare running smoothly in the same amount of time. Actually, it was they had a lot more time.
Yeah.
They had a day to do D-Day, you know, invade, and Obama had years on Obamacare. Another listener says, look up what Audie Murphy did in World War II. Audie Murphy, just like the car, Audi. All right. We figured out how to spell Joseph Beryl, too. It's B-E-Y-R-L-E. Somebody had called about him and his story. So you got some fun homework here. Here's some great stories for D-Day. Beryl is B-E-Y-R-L-E. Another listener says, I grew up believing patriotism was an emotion. Every story of the sacrifice made by servicemen in combat stirs up deep emotions. It's that awe for that sort of service and sacrifice is what I felt and associate still with patriotism. No servicemen or women fights for the president or any office. They fight for the men they fight alongside with, their family at home, the Constitution, and to restore humanity where brutality exists. Very well said. Very well said. Thank you for that.
Well, Audie Murphy, you know, was a singer, actor, songwriter, and the most decorated American combat soldier of World War II.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Thank you for that.
701-271-1100 to weigh in. What's on your mind?
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
The order was issued by General Dwight D. Eisenhower to encourage Allied soldiers taking part in the D-Day invasion of Europe 79 years ago today. Explosions at a Soviet-era dam in Russian-controlled southern Ukraine sent floodwaters across the region yesterday, with each side blaming the other for the attack. The Kharkovka Dam was built in the 1950s. The reservoir supplies water to the Russian-controlled Crimea Peninsula and the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, the largest in Europe. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Beefy macaronis for lunch today at the 45th Street location of PetroServe USA. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, you can go meatloaf or cabbage rolls. How's that sound? Chicken pot pie, 12th Avenue and I-29. Scalloped potatoes and ham in Yulin. Glendon has tater tot hot dish. Howard location, beefy noodles. Fargo Swedish meatballs. And the Valley City, Fargo, downtown Fargo, sorry, MP Avenue location. And then Valley City, exit 292, either a hot beef sandwich or a chicken pot pie is yours today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. All right, we're commemorating the 79th anniversary of D-Day today. You can talk about that or anything else on your mind today on What's on Your Mind. 701-271-1100. Text us. 701-237-1590. You can email us to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Update on the border coming up here at the top of the hour, so stay tuned for that. Ben in Rolog, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ben.
Scott, I grew up with a friend of mine. We went to grade school, high school, and college together. And his dad, we went to church together. His dad was always the usher in church, never said a word. And he never talked to his son about World War II. And after he died, after year 2000, I can't remember what year it was, his son looked into his records, and he had won the Bronze Star and the Silver Star in World War II. And the one of them he won, he crawled on his belly for 4 hours and took out a pillbox with a flamethrower. The other one he won when he stopped a column of tanks with a bazooka, he took out the lead tank. And his son never knew any of this. These guys, really, a lot of them didn't say much, but my goodness, they were heroes.
Amen. And
that generation was phenomenal. They were phenomenal in what they did and how they didn't, you know, they didn't want to.
That's where Speak Softly and Carry a Big Stick came from, you know.
They didn't want to
talk about it.
They didn't want to brag.
Well, yeah, think about it. Crawling for 4 hours on your stomach to take out a pillbox with a flamethrower. And he was just known to us as good old Matt Nitschke from West Fargo.
And what do you earn in the way of
that story?
What did he earn in the way of medals again? Did you say
silver and a bronze?
Silver
he
and
got
a bronze.
A silver star and a bronze. Silver and a bronze star.
Unreal. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Unreal. Thanks
and
for sharing.
Never, and his son didn't know it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and they don't tell their own kids. I've had the honor of going on a number of honor flights. And veterans would go with their, you know, usually an escort of some kind, son or a daughter, some family member, to escort them. And the kids of veterans, they would tell you, and those started out mainly as World War II honor flights. Now they're Vietnam vet honor flights. But the kids would tell you, Dad's talking about it now because we're at the World War II Memorial, but he never talked about it before.
Yeah.
Never talked about it before. So think about that. Literally go there and hear this for the first time. I mean, you're a grown kid, and you've not heard this stuff from your dad because they just didn't talk about it.
My wife's uncle, who passed away, Helmuth Vogli from Aberdeen, I think it was Redfield, but he was in Japan, was in the Pacific Theater, and he wouldn't talk about it at all. In fact, he didn't like when Nephew Stewart bought a Japanese car.
Oh.
He had held it that long. He didn't like that that Nephew Stu bought a Toyota. He didn't like that at all.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yep. He wouldn't talk much either.
Texter says, for those who gave their tomorrows for our todays, we thank you.
Amen.
Very true. Emailer says, why we have what we have. I give huge credit to the men who landed in France on D-Day and fought in the Pacific. I'm awed every time I read or hear a story about them. But they were the tip of the spear. Behind them was the entire industrial force of the United States, Canada, and the UK. Ford, General Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Willys, and every manufacturer built something that landed on or supported the landing on D-Day. Ford was producing one bomber every hour. Germany could not keep up with and were demoralized by the unending supply of replacements for every aircraft they succeeded in shooting down.
Yep.
The U.S. built the strongest military ever in just 4 years.
Rosie the Riveter.
While fighting a war, and while supplying the Soviets, British, Australia, and every resistance effort during the war. On December 6, 1941, the day before Pearl Harbor, the U.S. was considered the 17th most powerful military in the world. Every nation, the U.S., every nation the U.S. was fighting against, every nation we were fighting besides, were considered a more powerful military in 1941. That is a great part of the story. You know, when you think about how much of America came together. You know,
There was no dissension in the ranks.
You know, now you'd probably have,
You know, I am so triggered. I am not fighting today.
I can't.
I don't feel like it.
I can't stop building a car and build a tank because that would be contributing to war.
How would we do that? I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
When will I learn? It bothers me. I make fun of it. I make light of it, but it's concerning.
Tammy in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tammy.
Hey, Scott. I know you guys, and I've been a volunteer for decades, and one of my favorite stories was volunteering here for the VA, and I would write, I would interview veterans. And I think, of course, they all had phenomenal stories, and then we published them, and this actually, I believe, got on their national website. This woman, she was from a small town in Minnesota, and she was graduating in nursing. All these recruiters came and they showed palm trees. They showed all this stuff. So her whole class was like, oh, we want to do that. Well, as you know, with World War II, it's nothing like that. And she began to understand that. There's a couple three most interesting points, because this was a very long story. But one of them was when she landed in England, they set up a hospital. They had one pair of shoes and it was so damp and wet that they didn't have any other shoes. And so she walked 10 miles, which was out they weren't supposed to do. And she said she was kind of embarrassed, but she wanted a new pair of shoes for her and some of the other nurses. So they got there and they were walking back. And then Patton, I think it was Patton and some other guys were in a Jeep. And they said, hey, do you girls want to ride? And they were afraid they were going to get in trouble. So she said, no. Well, that was one thing. But I think probably the most telling thing for me was when she said she went then to France, and this was at the end of the war, by the way, and she didn't know it. She says, I got there, and she goes, and I asked her, what was it like? She goes, there were hundreds of planes flying constantly overhead day and night. and the people that we took care of, young, old, a frostbitten, their nose were black. They did, the only thing they could have on their beds were lights above because it hurt. But this is what, and as a Christian, I know you will, this was really telling. She goes, there, and they picked up German soldiers too. And she says it was the most difficult thing because they would sit there and talk and talk and talk. And they thought she could understand and she couldn't. She found out and she got another person that she thought might know German. Well, this was a pastor. He understood that he needed to confess his killings. And the pastor, because he did a sign of the cross, and the pastor, you know, forgave his sins. And within 3 days, the war was ended.
Wow. Those are great stories. And, you know, the best part of that is you preserve those stories. They aren't just, you know, somebody's
memory. Yeah, never stop telling it.
They're somebody's memory, but you've got it down. Oh. That's so awesome.
And she was 92 at that time, so she's probably 95 right now. And it impacted me as much, even more than I think she ever thought, because I don't think she ever told all her children this. But it was, you know, on their website. And it was just some of the other stories she told were just really frightening and amazing. I think finishing it, when she came home, she said she was lucky. Because she said, I had somebody to meet me. She goes, the majority of the soldiers that came home, nobody was there meeting them. They had to walk home. You know, it was just so sad. So praise the Lord for them. They saved millions and they're the heroes.
They did indeed. Thank you, Tammy. Glad you called. Others welcome at 271-1100, 701-271-1100. You can also text us 237-1590. Or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Texter says, my father flew in the Korea conflict. A couple of months before his death, we found in the bottom of one of his drawers a Distinguished Flying Cross. At that point, he wasn't able to tell us much, but we eventually found the citation and the details, but we never knew. Yeah, so typical. Considered it bragging, or just too traumatic.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
To talk about. Another texter says, Scott, while it may be nitpicking to some, it always bothers me to hear someone say a military combat citation was won. Combat citations are earned.
Earned. Yeah. It's
not won.
Yep. Great.
Keep up the good work. Yeah. And we know what people mean, but I appreciate the call. Texter says, for Hollywood actors, James Arness from Gunsmoke was in the Army. He was in pain when filming due to...
Yep, James Arness, yep.
James, he was in pain when filming due to injury suffered in combat.
I'd read that before. Yeah, I was a big fan the day.
Yeah. Another texter says... wants to know what that World War II soldier's name is. Well, we've talked about so many. That I can't exactly. Joseph Beryl is probably the one you're talking about that we had a story shared from. That's Joseph Beryl. Beryl is spelled B-E-Y-R-L-E. B-E-Y-R-L-E. All right? Got it? Beautiful. Another, storming the beaches of Normandy. Now we have the storming of massive illegals on our border, and we do nothing. We're going to talk about that coming up here after the top of the hour news. Because that invasion of a different kind continues still to this day. And in every bit as many numbers, and most of the media have not... dug in hard enough to find out. We'll give you the true story coming up here on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned. Bad news is everywhere, but there is something you can do about it. Buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. We need to stick together, now more than ever. And there's one company that's been willing to stand with you since 2012. That's Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. The folks, they use the same towers as all the major carriers, so they can bring you broad nationwide coverage. They have plans to fit any budget at Patriot Mobile, too, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team makes everything super easy. Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations that fight for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, our veteran and first responder heroes, too. They always have special discounts for veterans and first responders and for multi-line accounts. And you get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY right now. Make the switch today. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call them at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
We're happy to take requests for bumper music on What's On Your Mind. That one was requested because We'll Meet Again talks a little bit about the generation that knew nothing of their destiny, not even the next minute. And this is really talking about their personal sacrifice. So,
far away.
Vera Lynn from the day.
Vera Lynn, yeah. Larry in Botno, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Larry.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, My dad was in World War II, and my dad's brother, Elfie, was killed in World War II. But the story my dad told, he was sent to Japan after the bombs went off, And he had some pictures of some Japanese people with him. And I remember when mom would make rice, he'd never eat rice. And, Dad, how can we ever eat? Don't you like rice? And he said, well, he said, when we were over there, he said, these Japanese, they ate a lot of rice. He said, then we would see them going number two in a bucket and taking that rice to the rice fields for fertilizer. And I just couldn't eat the rice. So
that did him in. And nobody blamed him anymore after not wanting rice in that story, right? Yeah.
No, we didn't eat much rice at home. So, yeah, they were the greatest.
They sure were. Did you get him to talk? Did you get him to talk about other stories at all?
In Japan, yes, he would, and he and mom were always great dancers. Though that generation was great jitterbuggers and dancers, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, how did you learn how to dance, Dad?" He said, "Well, you know, when we got sent over there, he said there was a lot of downtime, so they taught us. They had dancing lessons, so we all took dancing lessons and learned how to dance." So, yeah.
Great story, Larry. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate the call. You take care.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for listening. 701-271-1100. Get a few more texts in here before we're done in this segment. By the way, a couple of programming notes. Tomorrow we'll be live from the Sanctuary Event Center. We'll be there for the official announcement that Doug Burgum is joining the presidential race. I understand Fox News is covering that, so it'll be in the mix with all the other presidential announcements this week, Mike Pence and Chris Christie as well. But not every day a North Dakota governor announces for president, so we'll be there to cover it tomorrow on the program. Looking forward to that. And also next hour, we're going to chat with Todd Bensman about the latest at the border and what's happening there. He's not turning a blind eye to what's happening down there like so many of the media are, but we're going to continue to cover it as well. And North Dakota Petroleum Council President Ron Ness is going to join us to talk about the OPEC cut, and what that could mean for prices at the pump, especially since there is this harness on domestic production from the Biden administration. Texture says, the saddest thing is the woke have no appreciation for these great heroes. That is indeed.
That is.
That is indeed the saddest thing.
That is very, yep, very much so.
And we talked earlier about how the manufacturing base helped in the war effort. Where's our manufacturing base now? You know, much of it is left. Our shores, unfortunately. I'm sure that's what you're getting at. Adam sends a note. The late Senator Daniel Inouye of Hawaii also has an incredible military service record. I disagreed vehemently with his politics, but he's a bona fide hero who lost an arm fighting for this country. Yes, I remember that. I do remember that.
Oh, another text in. Not sure if you guys know or not, but as Joe Biden has stated, he stormed the beaches of Normandy. Or was it Utah? Or was it Omaha? Or was it...
Oh, my gosh.
Did he say? I'm sure he did.
A couple more calls rolling in here, Daniel. You want to get those? We're tight for time here, so got to get some names.
Oh, yeah.
With all the death, destruction, and lost futures the greatest generation endured, it's an absolute travesty that the America they died for is now controlled by people that despise the country as founded and have partnered with foreign adversaries and corporations to bring about the death of the United States. Democrats and Republicans alike should all be held on treason charges. Mary in Campbell, Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mary.
Hey, good morning. Say, I listening to your reminiscing. My father joined the Navy when he was 17. His three older brothers served, and thankfully they all came home. He was sent to the Pacific Theater, and he didn't talk much about what he saw at Iwo Jima and Okinawa, but he did. He got in trouble for my mother one night sharing very graphic details. His ship was part of the rescue and recovery after the Indianapolis was sunk.
And I was pretty young when he was talking about some of that. And even though mother said this is not appropriate, I remember to this day the horrific things that he saw. But when you played the song "Till We Meet Again," my mother and father met on a bus. Your guest earlier, she mentioned how some of Andy's young men came home and they had to, they had to walk. Nobody met them. Well, he went back to his home and his parents had moved and he didn't know. So he had got on a bus to ride to Verlucci, Minnesota, and he was sleeping on the back seat of the bus when young ladies came on, and he sat up and gave my mother a seat next to him.
Oh my gosh, love is that it. A great story, Mary. Thank you for sharing so much. We appreciate it. We're coming up.
Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA. Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.